1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Well, first of all, as your career trajectory has gone up, both Sheffield and Rotherham lays claim to you. So what would you say, what is the answer, what is more home?
Obviously living in Rotherham, born in Sheffield, so that honestly we are right on the cross between, I guess, from it. So I honestly couldn't say. I think,
but in footballing terms,
it's Liverpool, so it's even further away. No, you'd have to say Sheffield. Obviously, it's where I was born and bred. So,
walk us back to that moment when you knew there was no chance of you being in any other place than 50th in the rankings. That first sort of 10 minutes, even, what was that like?
No, it was good. I was actually laid in bed. Obviously, every Monday morning they rejig the World Golf Rankings, and I think I was 52. Can't remember how it was working out, but I know that Kevin Streelman and Fleets and myself were all in and around the 50 mark. And I'd been told, obviously, statistically wise, that he's missed, he's going to do this, he's going to do this, you're going to jump to number 50. But until you keep, obviously, hitting refresh on the phone, until it actually comes up, you know, official World Golf Ranking as of this date, 50, boom, that's when you're in, you're done. And then it was pretty cool.
And it's almost like sheer elation or blind panic as to what the next few months are obviously going to hold for you.
No, it's just exhilaration. It's awesome. I mean, obviously, it's going to throw a few new bits in the works. Obviously, this year, travelling, obviously, we're being in America a lot more. I guess the next thing after that is just, you know, sorting your schedule out to try and make it so that you can play really well in every event that you go to.
And victory at the Nedbank Challenge seemed almost the culmination of what actually was a very successful year for you and a lot of consistently good golf.
Yeah, it was. I was beginning to get a little frustrated because it statistically wise and how I felt like the game was fantastic. Consistency had been brilliant all year. Stroke average was very good. Everything was leading towards a very good year. And then you look at it and you think, well, only finished 23rd on no demerit with some really good golf, you know, kind of, how's that really work out? And then, you know, you say something like that and there you go, that's how it works out. You know, you just got to wait and wait, and then all of a sudden you hit the jackpot. So, it was a really nice way to finish what was a great year anyway, you know, just really put the icing on the cake.
So what have you done differently? What has changed and developed in your game to allow you to get to this place now?
Nothing, just been a lot of hard work, you know, good information and hard work, that's all, you know, good athletes ever do. They get the right information, but, you know, a lot of people get good information, they don't work hard at it, you know, and they wonder why they're not achieving what they're achieving. I've got a great team around me, and I've got a good work ethic, so it was only a matter of time. But, you know, when it's not quite happening, you do wonder when it is going to start. So, like I say, it's one of them that nothing changes, just every now and again something happens and it's your week.
Because I don't think people realise quite how difficult it can be, because for professionals like yourself to even get the tour card is a major achievement. To then achieve a place in a major again actually is fantastic in itself.
Yeah, it's, like I say, they give out 30 cards every year with, I think there's about 12,000-15,000 people that enter tour school, you know, all across Europe. So there's 30 cards a year. 110 guys keep the card every year from main tour and stuff. So, you know, to be obviously in and around that year on year, you know, this is my seventh year on tour now. In itself, if you actually, you know, strip it right back, in itself it's a great achievement every year to just keep doing what you're doing. To be obviously top 60, top 30, top 20, you know, again, year in, year out, it's even better. And then obviously now to crack into the top 50 in the world and hopefully to be in that, you know, for the rest of my career is, again, it's just all, everything, like you say, it's all going in the right direction. You know, you just got to keep, you know, keep working hard and hopefully keep getting it better.
Are you getting people coming out of the woodwork, aside from the family that will obviously be coming with you, who you've maybe not spoken to for the last 10 years? Any chance?
You always get the odd one, any chance of a ticket on Friday. Like it, that, they're really easy to come by. Unfortunately, I've got all my family going, my wife, couple of my brothers, mum and dad, my caddy, his mum and dad are coming because we're all very close friends, and a couple of other close friends, we're getting a couple of houses out there, you know, and just making it a really, like I say, a really special week, and making it even more special, obviously, having my mum and dad there watching.
So when you first picked up the clubs and you were competing against your brothers, did you think at all you would be in this type of position?
It's crazy. I mean, it was in Wales. We used to go Anglesey every year. For in the 6 week holidays, and we used to go to the same 9-hole golf course probably 3-4 times a week when we were there for a couple of weeks. And like you say, you don't really. You know, it was a short little range. I think the longest club butte was probably a 7-iron on this par 3 course, you know, in the middle of a sheep field, basically. And then, yeah, you skip it forward 17 years and you know, you've got your invite to the Masters and everything seems hunky-dory. It's just a bit crazy, really.
Because I think I would probably say that tournaments like the Masters is the one that general sports fans will watch, as well as all the real golf enthusiasts. Were you one of those people when you were growing up that would flick on and watch?
Yeah, obviously, it was always the Open, the Masters. You know, in terms of general sport, you'd go Wimbledon, Open, Masters. Is it, regardless of if you like them sports, they're what you watch on TV. You know, they're iconic in their own right. So, yeah, the Masters with me, it was always that one. It was a one day of the year that I think my mum let me stay up, you know, up until stupid o'clock. I think she'd usually stay up with me, you know, and watch people winning. Obviously with the time difference. So, yeah, it is the one that you remember. That and the Open is the two biggest ones. And like I say, I've played in a few Opens now, but this, you know, it was my first Masters. It's going to be brilliant.
And you do have that major tournament experience, although it is different. Is there anything you can take from what you've learnt from playing in the first sort of four or five majors that you played?
I mean, it's regardless of what you've seen on TV and all that stuff, you've just got to play the golf course to suit you, really. We did that at Sun City. We took the golf course on a lot more than what other people were, you know, because that was our game plan. So I think round Augusta, we're going to get some good information off a few of the older guys. But at the end of the day, me and Johnny are going to sit down and we're going to try and devise a good game plan for us to hopefully be up there on Sunday.
Are they good for that? Let's say the Lee Westwoods and the Luke Donalds of this world, who are very much part of the been there, seen it and done it brigade, who will give you a helping hand?
Yeah, 100%. Everyone out on tour, it's like a little family in itself. You know, if you ask a question, very rarely do you get knocked back. You know, they're all genuinely really good guys. So, it's one of them weeks where, because it's a shorter field as well, and you know, it's quite a relaxed one for them guys, because you know, they're not panicking, there's not loads of people and going around and trying to sort this and that. You know, they will be able to sit down with you and potentially answer your questions.
Is there a hope in your mind before the draw is made as to a golfer that, yeah, I wouldn't mind walking the course with that player to begin with?
Freddie Couples would be nice. He's I think I'll bet on him for a few years, the first round leader, because he always seems to do it. For me, it'd be more of the older generation. I mean, like Freddie, I think I don't know what he's played now. He's probably played 28 in a row or something stupid. So someone like that would be really cool. Obviously, you know, they're probably not going to get the kind of draw like that. But it's not really going to be an issue, to be honest. I think I'm going to be. If I was on my own, I'd enjoy walking around. If I was with someone who I've never met before, I'd enjoy walking around. So not really that fussed.
And what are the parts of the course, which holes particularly stand out for you, as you just can't wait to be there? You've seen it 1,000 times on TV. You're going to be stood there in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, no, again, first tee is obviously, first and 18th tee for me are ones that you always see on TV. You always see him teeing off the first, you always see him obviously coming down the stretch. And then Amen Corner, with the crowds that get surrounded, obviously in that little cul-de-sac there is going to be brilliant.
Good man. Best of luck. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. Cheers.